from GnomeCon 4, Savannah, Georgia. You're listening to Rage Quit Radio, Almost Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rage Quit Radio, Almost Live in Savannah, Georgia, GnomeCon 4. I'm joined today by co-host Dennis Lee. I'm Chris Brown, and joined by the soon-to-be truly significant other of PG, Mike Brown. And would you like to introduce yourself?
I am Kana.
Yes, yes, yes. We are what we'll call the peanut gallery, because soon to start, we'll be seeing what's called
Iron Painter.
We had a lot of fun with this last year, a lot of hijinks, a lot of fun stuff. Pretty much they're going to be painting a model that's given to them pretty much any way they want to, except for one small piece of the puzzle is wrong. The PGs are constantly going to change what they do or how they have to do something. Whether it's painting with a different color, whether it's they have to get up, do jumping jacks,
or an audience member has to hold their
model. All
I'm
going to
hold
stuff.
The model for Kaylee and hold it way up high.
That's just me. That's just, you know that's just me.
Stand on the
is
chair.
She on this show?
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is.
Oh, fantastic.
So, ladies and gentlemen.
I like being the peanut gallery.
About to say, can I see that list for just a second, Mr. Brown, while I get people's names real quick?
Certainly.
Okay. Certainly, Mr. Brown. So, thank you, Mr. Brown.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Brown. All right, so our contestants are, we have, I believe, what, six of them? Okay, so our first contestant from last year, we also have Lindsay Wagner. About to say returning that. We also have Josh Rout. We have Tony Young. Oh, excuse me, I meant Timmy. We also have Max Bean, Tyler Dawson, and, believe it or not, PG Brian Cape's own daughter, Kaylee Cape, is in this Iron Painter. And we're going to see how this goes.
We only have five.
We should have six. Who's missing? Is Tony Timmy. Missing? Oh, I think, yeah, Timmy is missing.
Where's Timmy?
So where's he at?
I think he chickened out, man.
Oh, I don't know. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is a quiz that these painters had to have taken, and literally they answer any way they feel like it. Some of these are quite out there, actually. Well, I'll say, wow. Wow. Some of these are actually kind of funny.
You should read some.
Yeah. Let's see here. Let's see. What's another good one? Okay, what if airspeed velocity... What? What is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? All of a sudden, I hear the answer. African or European? And there's a question mark after it.
They answered a question with a question.
Well, that's exactly from the Holy Grail.
It is. That's why I think it's funny. I was like,
No blue.
Ah! It's great. Let's see what we got here. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, about to start. And?
Oh, there he is. There he is. There's Timmy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got the goggles. Awesome.
I know, indeed.
I'm picking Timmy to win. Timmy's got the goggles. Timmy? He's going to win.
No. I think Kaylee is going to be the one to pull this one out. I mean, she's the underdog in this.
What are you
she's
talking
got
about?
This.
No one's going to suspect that this cute little girl is going to kick some
Everybody
ass.
Everybody who knows
you.
Her
that's
knows
thought.
That she's not a cute little girl that's not going to kick your ass.
I disagree.
No.
Cape set this up. Brian set this up. He knew he was going to bring the trophy home. What's it? Rebecca,
yeah.
Your statements.
Rebecca says that he had no vote, but I think that's a big BS sign right
there. I agree. 100%.
I don't know about that.
But it looks like everybody...
They're shaking their paint.
Yes,
shaking
they are.
The paint. So what colors do we have here?
I'm not too sure. I think I see some yellow, some blue,
one,
red.
One, two, three, four, yeah. five. We colors. Got the primary colors.
It looks like some silver and gold.
Orange.
There's an
I
orange
see,
in there?
I
think that's
orange.
I think okay. It's primary. I think it's red, green,
yeah.
And blue.
I see it. There's orange.
They're over there with the Rage Quit Radio.
Yep.
Broadcast team at the moment.
How y'all doing? And here you go, Mr. Brown. So, Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you'll probably be hearing a lot of screams, yelling, a lot of laughing and crying, because this competition is fierce.
And most of the cries coming from the painters.
Most likely.
Probably the laughter from us.
Exactly. So, Kenna, what do you think? I mean, I'm not...
We're ready for the secret ingredient here.
Ooh, secret ingredient.
The Iron Kingdom's Ogryn Boker
is the model of choice this year. So, these are
going to
be...
What color are you going to make that guy?
I don't know. Normally, he's kind of a gray beige.
We see yellow, blue, and red.
Red.
So you got all your primary colors. You got your black and your white. You are skilled enough. You should be able to mix any color you need.
Actually, yes. If you're skilled enough, almost you can do anything with the prime colors. Period. But. But right now it looks like Mike is just laying down some ground rules of how this works. Just letting them know, hey, you know, paint as fast as you can, paint as good as you can, but we're going to screw with you.
And your model is going to be ugly.
Ugly. Horribly ugly. Actually, he found the paint tin, so where were they? I didn't mean to ask that. He was looking for Brian was looking for him earlier. I mean, he was looking high and low for him.
I bet they were somewhere around here.
Becca, where did he find the paint tins? Because he was looking everywhere for those things. Okay, even Becca doesn't know. All right, that doesn't help us. Well, I know that. No, that's not what I mean. He was looking for him all over the con earlier. Like he could not find him earlier. So where did he find them?
Under a table.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to walk around.
All right. Dennis, if you want to get reconnaissance, that'd be good enough for you. That's it? So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be fun. Besides, wait, pay. It's a possibility they were in the hotel. I guarantee it.
So, usually, when you paint, you thin your paint with water.
Yes.
So everybody's thinning their paint with water, except for Timmy, who looks like he's drinking his water.
Not anymore.
I'm about to say,
let's hope he doesn't forget and drink it.
Oh,
and
they're going.
And the painting is on!
They're off!
The man in the cowboy hat says go!
Max Beat is having a little trouble opening his paint, but he's good now.
Yep, we're good. Looks like Kaylee's starting off slow, but I think she'll be able to pick it up.
Well,
she's doing good.
It looks like she's questioning for assistance.
Yes. Oh, I think she got it, though.
Oh, we've got a father who is hovering now.
Yeah.
A hovering father.
Hey, Brian!
No, helicopter parents.
No. So, all right. Dennis, get on it.
Get people over here.
We need an audience.
Reconnaissance.
Because the more audience we get, the better this gets. Oh, man. And here comes the first... And here comes the first of many pranks. Oh, wow. What? Now, just curiosity, a lot of people are already kind of getting into their painting. They seem to be doing really good.
Yes.
But we haven't quite... What the heck? Oh, I'm pretty sure. Ladies and gentlemen, I've just been shown a picture of what looks like, you know, the Hulk punching one of the alien ships from the Avengers movie. And
In abstract.
I mean, it looks like a quick sketch. It looked awesome.
I think there was a lot of sketching on the back of those. If you flip them over, I saw several people draw them because they really wanted to impress Brian with them.
Yeah, I agree. But, I mean, he took pretty much most of that back page just to draw that. Right now, Dennis Lee is trying to get people over here to get an audience going. And we got quite a bit of nods already. I'm actually kind of impressed that people actually take an interest. Draw a scene, okay. Okay, so all the pictures that are going on are from scenes from a movie. It's one of the questions that's actually on there.
But if you actually look at the form, some of them did very small ones on the front of their paper with their questions.
Fair.
Some went a little more detailed.
Yes, that's true. But it's actually kind of funny because we're right next to Empire Games, who are also kind of loud in their end trying to play their game. So this is going to be really interesting in a minute to see who's louder.
I say us.
Oh, it will be in a minute. But we haven't quite gotten to the hilarity yet. I disagree. I still think Tyler is the youngest.
We're talking physical age, not mental.
What? The winky face? What?
Oh, Lord.
Right now, Mike's going through like every one of these questions, trying to figure out like what some of these people wrote for answers. Wait. What was the answer to that? Oh, wow. Tyler Dawson apparently has befriended the judges even though they've just met this year. I don't know how that worked, but that's exactly what happened.
I don't know. I think Mike may have seen right through that. Who is your best friend ass-kissing?
I know, right? So, in your travels, what have you seen?
I have seen entirely too much model painting and not enough torture.
I agree, too. Something seems wrong.
More torture!
Maybe it's the calm before the storm. Maybe.
Bull crap, last year, like I think like not even 2 minutes went in and like everybody was screwing around. I was like... What?
Okay. What the? Someone just went running for chocolate.
Chocolate? Oh, God. Okay, so... Right now, Timmy has just been deemed to go get chocolate. he's passing chocolate around.
Oh, hey, chocolate!
Hey, chocolate! Chocolate man!
I got it!
Yes! chocolate man! Yes, we got chocolate!
Yay!
And now he's back to his seat, back to doing his normal painting.
Hey, where's my chocolate?
You were the one standing over there, you got in your own.
They suck.
I'm privileged. I'm marrying that man.
I don't know how privileged that would be.
No.
Now you tell her. After she says yes.
Yeah, I know, right?
What'd you want me to do? Pick you?
No.
That's
no.
Right.
I think we're all right.
I picked the better brown.
Oh! Damn! All right. No punches pulled. She just didn't want any
don't
real
mess
chocolate.
With her.
She just didn't want any real chocolate. So, yeah, we can go there.
I thought we were talking about Iron Painter.
Sidetrack.
We got sidetracked.
Just a bunny trail. We'll get back on the path.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, entirely too much progress.
Too much progress. Oh, everybody has to stand on their right foot.
We'll see if anybody has any balance problems. Let's see. Look at Lindsay is not moving at all. Is she even standing on her right leg?
Lindsay, you're not cheating. Lindsay's cheating? What?
Would she do yoga or something? That much.
Hey, Lindsay, come on. Lift that leg up.
Hey, let's get some audience members to start poking him. Yeah. Poke him.
Poke.
Oh, come on, get up. Get.
Poke.
There you go.
Kaylee is doing a wonderful yoga pose, actually. Look
at fantastic. She can balance. Oh, she got it. Balance yourself. There you go. She's still pain.
Dennis is being an asshole.
And doing such a good job of it. No one would suspect he's purposely trying to sabotage them.
No. Dennis is literally trying to go over and tap people over. It's amazing. Oh, man. So far, so
well,
far.
Well, hold on, hold on. I think Kaylee has switched legs.
Did she?
Yes. Oh, they worked.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's hard to hear, though.
It's hard to hear. But I think I like this. Like, this is going good.
It's going good.
She seems to be doing good, though.
Left leg, right leg.
I still think Lindsay's cheating, but we'll be all right.
We should next year get them balls to stand on.
Oh, my God.
Okay, they'll be paint everywhere, and somebody probably's going to the hospital after that.
I don't like the half ball discs.
Fair enough. But still, somebody's going to get injured.
I'm sure there's EMS close by.
There must.
Okay,
must
Max has finally stopped sweating from trying to balance. He's finally got it. And now.
So right now.
And yes, folks, there actually is a time limit on the Iron Painter. It's actually 45 minutes, period.
How long has it gone by?
That's a good question, actually. I started this quite a few minutes ago, actually.
I don't think that's right.
No.
No, actually what this is he has all the other recordings, so it's actually...
Oh, it's all chained together?
Yeah, it's going to be chained together, and he can actually take it from there. But I know we weren't here for, 43 minutes. Because our paper would be about over.
Yeah, and we've only seen one torture scene.
That's sad.
One torture scene.
Hey, Brian.
I love it.
Brian, about how many minutes have gone by so far? All right, so 10 minutes. So we still got another 35. So we're looking good so far.
Uh-oh. They're asking for dice.
Dice? Dice.
What sinister plan does this man have?
Oh, no. I remember last year, nobody could continue painting until they rolled a 6. Remember that?
Oh, my gosh.
That took forever for some people, except for Richard. Richard, immediately
rolls
a 6 and sits back down. Which, here's, I remember AJ last year sitting there rolling for ever. He just couldn't get a 6 to save his life.
They have to roll their dice with their mouth.
And there go the Q-tips. The part I've been
Q-tips.
So excited about.
Nope, Q-tips went back.
Oh, not yet. No Q-tips yet.
Brian's giving her hopes up.
Don't blame it on him.
Don't blame it on him. You picked up the Q-tips. Just because he told you to put it down don't mean nothing. Oh, now here he comes.
Here
he's going to try to explain himself.
Technically, I shouldn't be involved. I have a horse in this fight. I mean,
that's true.
That's true.
You should not be involved.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's how she got into the fight to begin with. Now go sit down. But, ladies and gentlemen, I see we've gotten maybe a little bit of audience, people who are not quite War Machine Central people. I love everybody's and we scattered.
It's kind of hard for me to see.
Oh, we're
everybody,
shifting one seat here. Oh, all the mixed paint is going to be messed up now.
Gotta get up. Can't paint.
Looks like Mr. Bean is in the worst spot since he has to walk all the way around to the other side of the table.
Yeah, that is kind of the sad part to that. Because, of course,
they're gonna look up for their mixed paint. It's going to be gone.
Yep, because now they got to paint with whatever's in front of them. Which? Huh? Well, no, it's not the models,
paint.
But the paint stays. So it's like...
Yes, but you know, Haley does not look fazed by this at all.
Typically, you're not, because you already know, because these people already know their models are going to look like ass. So it really doesn't matter.
We're talking about young Kaylee, who, you know, she's probably already has in her mind how she wants this to look, even though she knows there's torture because her daddy is involved in this.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
I think you're falling for the innocence here.
I agree. Because right now, it looks all right.
The fact that they're grinning, it kind of concerns me, though.
They're grinning.
Hey,
they're grinning.
Wait, hold on. The question I asked earlier about,
about the velocity of the swallow. Apparently, the answer from Kaylee is dragon. I don't know how that became an answer, but sure.
Because it sounded good?
You know, that's fair.
Could be.
That is fair. What?
What was the question?
I think they're still doing the same question.
The question is, how do you convince your significant other that painting is more important than quality time? Josh Rouse says, by not having one.
Did I have one?
Which works.
It's a legitimate answer.
It's a very lonely way to do it, but yeah, I guess it works.
Oh, man. The reason why there might be a little bit of dead air is because we're actually trying to listen to Mike, because Mike's voice only carries so far in this kind of gigantic room. Before, we were kind of more in an enclosed area.
But at least this area has a hardwood floor and not carpet should an accident happen. They're over.
Fair.
On laminate.
Fair. That's fair, because we have to be careful. Except for, you know, Richard Morrow. I know he's going to listen to this eventually. AJ's not here. You're not here. So there's no chance that, you know, paint should be spilled all over someone's good pants and shoes. So... Yeah, AJ kind of got a little crazy last year. It was just like, because he couldn't find something, so he just wipes the table, spills the water and the paint all over Richard.
I realized this. I bought the cleaning supplies.
Oh, man, really?
It was bad.
Just to let you know, car carpet cleaner gets it out.
Good. Actually, ladies and gentlemen, we missed one torture. Apparently, they had the paint with their off hand, which actually gets difficult if you're not ambidextrous. So, I'm telling you right now.
Paint with your off hand.
A mystery color. Oh. Looks like we might be seeing a different color being used.
Chartreuse. What color should they be using? He's asking.
Right? Since they have the primary colors, they can make purple, so they have to stop what they're doing, make purple real quick, and then use it.
So, Chris, what colors do you have to mix to get purple?
I don't know how to take that question. But,
and you can't use brown.
Damn. I don't know what to tell you. I honestly don't know. You know, this Jogga model sitting in front of me, I do like a lot.
You know, like, that's from one of our contestants.
Yeah.
Tyler Dawson.
It's actually pretty good, though.
It is very good.
And then the wolf rat, though. I had the little tree, a little thing.
The wolf rat's nice.
It's like, girl.
Yeah. That's definitely nice.
Because I guess people submitted stuff for painting competition. But, oh well. Oh, dear Lord. What in the world? Apparently, Josh Rell is going to pull up a color wheel so he can sit there and show off.
So he can prove that he found out that the complementary color of yellow is purple.
Which actually...
It's not actually purple. It's blue.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it is.
We pulled up the color wheel this morning. It is purple.
Oh, really?
Yes. Huh. It sounds so wrong.
That's so weird.
It does. I don't see that as a complementary color. You would think it would be... Actually, blue would actually make more sense, realistically. But I just went and...
I think... No, actually, blue and orange are complementary.
Yeah. I think so, too, yeah.
And so, naturally in the wheel.
Yeah. Up back to their original
back
seats.
Back to original seats again.
Still on the phone. Too much phone and not enough painting.
About the dude, stop with the phone and paint, man. Josh.
Get off
your
phone,
put the phone
Josh.
Down. Put the phone down. And start painting.
He's an iron painter, not iron phoner.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Looks like the audience seems to have... Actually, some of the audience have pulled out their phones and apparently have stopped paying attention.
Because there's not enough torture.
Really.
There really isn't. Last year, there was so much torture.
Where's the Q-tips?
I know. I want to see the Q-tips. I'm very excited about
that.
Or
make
part.
Them march in place or something.
Jumping jacks while painting. Come on.
Hold on a second.
You can't sit for very long time. It's bad for your health.
True. Exactly. Yeah. They say people who sit long time are going to die early.
Mike, what's going on? Come on. More torture.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, come on.
You know, Mike, if they sit too long, they could have heart problems. You should make them march in place.
They can have heart problems, he says. I was like, wow.
Yay!
Thank you. Yeah, there we go. Come on, get the move. Oh, he called it. Come on. See, look at that. Timmy is like walking. Timmy's jogging. Look at it. He's just getting on.
You're not walking fast enough. And you'll be.
Let's see some knees get up.
There we go. We got some knees. Oh,
there's Josh getting
up. Josh is high stepping.
Whoa!
Oh,
no, we're
paint
good.
Brush
it was
down.
Just
brush down.
Yeah, go, Josh. Come on. I don't think Lindsay's doing enough walking. Lindsay, come on now.
If you're
cheating over there.
Not a cattle prod around when you need one.
A cattle prod.
I just see too much cheating out of Lindsay.
I'll put some interesting patterns into your model, like cattle prod.
Finger painting, baby. So now, no more brushes.
Looks like Kaylee has a clear advantage here.
Yes, Kaylee keeps the brush in her
hand. She got that.
She tuned it up.
She's zoned
not
out.
Listening.
She's asleep. She really is asleep.
Yeah.
But
actually, didn't you say earlier that it was probably a good time for her to be in bed by this point?
Yeah.
I was like...
Oh, wow. Oh.
Okay, so we have a sleepwalker painting.
Yeah. It's probably going to be the best model here.
Well, actually, yes, I was just thinking that, too. Like, she's just going with the motions.
It's only 4 hours past her bedtime.
I mean, really?
She'll be all right.
What's the worst that'll happen?
Well, unless she's like unless she like turns narcoleptic and just kind of like painting just on her own, like just.
You know, I did something similar to that in a class in college.
Actually, that would amuse me to death. If, like she literally just standing there sleeping, just kept painting like it was nothing. Like she knew exactly where her paints were.
Looks like Max Bean continues to march.
Oh wow! Max is like the only one not paying attention.
And now they're back to actually getting to use their brushes.
Yep, using they're cleaning their fingers off.
Why are they cleaning their fingers off?
I think Kaylee just doesn't want to clean off her fingers. She just picked up her brush when she was told to, and she went at it. Who cares?
She's on it.
Milliseconds right there. Milliseconds.
I'm telling you.
That could be the difference between winning and losing here.
I'm telling you,
but
she's got the
win. Some people are still finger painting.
Like Mr. Bean.
No, she's still finger painting.
Oh.
Why is
at one point she did pick up her brush.
She picked up her brush.
Okay, so we are now halfway through our Iron Painter. So we still got some time left. So, and things are looking fairly good. Ah.
Yeah. Last night, Kaylee had an accident with the chair and the table, and
she fell onto the face first onto the table.
Hit her nose.
Oh.
Yeah, because the chair slid out. Because probably, more than likely, it was because she was extremely tired. So that's another thing we are watching for tonight.
Well, that's
no
why
bodily injury.
No bodily
see,
injury.
See, that's why Daddy's using that as an excuse to kind of help her along. How about so we're all right? I'm okay with this. Because we already know she's got the win. We already know this.
Oh, we're going back to careful painting now.
Yes, we're trying to salvage. Hold on a second. I'm gonna help Michael on for a second because he seems to be doing
take
all
right. Take the Q-tips.
Take
the
Q-tips.
Let's see
here. We've got a couple more questions here. Traitor Green.
Okay.
Not Trader Joe's.
Well, I wanted to make sure I was hearing a T and not a P. I don't really do these, so, you know. for our artistic point of view.
Artistic point of view. So what would Trader Green be?
I would
assume, like, organic green?
I would assume that it would have a lot of yellow, because you would assume a trader's yellow-bellied. Oh, come on. I'm a music major. What else am I supposed
to... But that's art, right?
That's right. And I worked with the art department, so, you know, I can BS my way through this.
That's right.
Well, no, there's still one more tournament.
So, what are we going to do here now?
I don't know. Chris is trying to help him, but it's kind of concerning how he's trying to help him.
Right.
It doesn't kind of, look like
he
he's
looks
helping.
Like he's getting kicked out now.
Now
Mike.
It looks like there's a fight.
There's a fight. Oh,
fight.
No.
And that has nothing to do with our culture.
It had nothing to do with us. Chris is being chastised at the moment, and now
and
he's
now
being
ignored.
Ignored now.
Now there's some consultation. Maybe something good will come out
like,
of this.
Like a referees kind of meeting going
yes,
on here?
Yes, like maybe the Q-tips.
Maybe the Q-tips.
Or the dice.
But in the meantime, nothing is happening to our painters.
Except for they're getting to paint.
Yes.
Which is completely
wrong.
What Iron Painter is about.
Exactly.
It's more about the entertainment factor than actually succeeding in painting.
Yes. Why are we not being entertained?
I think it's because we're the peanut gallery right now and they don't really care.
Yeah, true. What's the... A wink?
He winks
he
at
winked.
Mike.
How do you feel about this? That he winked at your fiancé?
You know what? I have nothing to worry about on that front because Mike's smarter than that.
Wow. So, winky face. So, Tom Dawson...
Winky face. You know, he does have that long flowing hair.
Hair.
Yeah.
So Tyler means to steal your man. So, I don't know how that
well,
works.
I'm looking at Tyler. He looks easy to take. So. Bring it.
You snap him like a twig.
That's right. Farm girl here.
Apparently, ladies and gentlemen, unbeknownst to them, looks like the Q-tips might be a bit of the big finale.
Oh, the big finale. But
it's
right
what,
now,
it's what he's wanting to do.
We are doing handicap painting, where you lose your eyesight.
Oh, so now they have to feel where they're painting. I love this.
So that is the handicap now, folks. Losing your eyesight.
The fact that some people are smiling through this part kind of concerns me.
Huh.
Now, Lindsay's gone through this once before.
Perhaps
I still think
like
she's
the
cheating.
Feel of the brush on their fingers.
To this day, I still think Lindsay is cheating. But
that's not technically part of the model, but sure, why not? It's important to model.
Actually, hey, Richard did the same thing last year. Oh, here we go.
Oh, with their eyes closed.
Not gonna say it.
It looks like they're giving them some sort of utensil that is not a brush.
Correct.
Seems to be a stick with some felt.
Yep.
Perhaps a scepter of Q-tip.
Q-tip. Oh, they even lose their paintbrushes.
They lose their paintbrushes.
And
they will feel around for their utensils. There is their utensil. It is indeed...
The Q-tip.
The Q-tip.
The double crest, felt crest scepters of Q-tip.
So now they no longer have the brushes to have to use a Q-tip, which painting with a Q-tip means they ain't getting no details. It's straight up just blocks.
I think you could get a little more detail than when you're finger painting.
You could.
Yes, but then you've got the problems of the fiber sticking.
That's true.
Trust me, as an arts and crafts kind of person, you have that huge problem, especially when you're trying to get a smooth finish.
I knew there was a reason we had her on this panel.
So perhaps they should be painting the Boker Ogre's hair at this point.
Quite possibly. Or, you know, another good idea is if you just want a little bit of color, but not a lot of the hair fuzz. You peel off the head of the Q-tip and just leave a little bit.
That is a pro tip right there.
You did that on purpose.
Did what on purpose?
You said the pro tip.
You see what I did there.
As I had to explain it to you. Anyways.
This is fun. Thank you.
See, I knew you would have fun with this. Because right now, I'm actually having a blast watching this new commentary. I thought this would be a great segment for Rage Quit Radio.
How I wish
or
we could video
people will
this
be like,
just a little bit.
Why are we talking about this?
That depends.
Us, of course.
Well, see, Rebecca, the problem is this has been kind of bland compared to last year. Like, last year, this was like every, 2 seconds something was going on.
Is someone stealing
paint? Someone is putting paint in front of somebody else.
She's just screwing with everybody. Like,
I think she's having fun, and that's the henna woman. She's doing henna here.
Oh, henna, really? Okay.
Yes, and you can also get glitter stuff, and she'll do.
The glitter.
The glitter tattoos.
Tattoos.
And,
okay.
And the henna.
Yeah. I remember.
See, I got one. It's a spot. We wanted to make sure I wasn't going to break out to it.
Wow. Actually, I got one because Brian decided, he's like, all right, I'll pay for it. You get this purple, it's literally purple Decepticon logo on your hand. I said, deal. I was like, so I go to work the next day. I work at GameStop. And they looked at me like, why purple? Why not? I was like, it's Decepticon. Does it matter? I was like, but,
They're swapping models. A clear opportunity for sabotage.
Actually, correct. But you do have to realize, if they mess up your model, why not mess up theirs?
You could make...
See.
1-5.
So there's 15 minutes left.
Is that what 1-5 means?
Yes.
I think in Brian terms, yes.
In Brian terms, 1-5 means 15.
I usually think 1-5 and I think 6. But you know, I'm just thinking. So,
well, that
wait,
just
1-5
proved...
would equal 5, right? Because one $5 bill is $5.
Yes.
Fair.
Which could be, we're looking at times tables there.
Yeah, oh, there you go. 1 times 5. Yeah,
1 times 5 is 5.
Right.
Yeah, there
right
you
there,
go.
Yeah.
Fair, that's fair.
Definitely. So we have 5 minutes left.
Or did he mean like 1/5?
No.
One fifth.
He really did mean 15 minutes. Well, now it's less than 15 minutes because we've been discussing this.
For at least last 30 or so.
Philosophical question of what does 1-5 by Brian Cape mean?
Well, so far,
The dice are out.
The dice are out.
Okay. This is
it is fun. War Machine is a dice game after all.
Indeed. Okay. All right.
Top for all.
Now what? Really? Wait, what happened?
Well done, Tyler.
What happened?
That is sabotage.
He's trying to save it. He's trying to save it with
Timmy.
Little piece of Kleenex.
He is messing with my horse.
You know what? If I was him, I would have grabbed some of the Q-tips that's still in the center of the table.
Yes.
Should have.
Tyler has just screwed Timmy up.
No, maybe. Possibly he made his model even better.
That's actually true. I would actually work with that. A heartbeat.
There's nothing you can't, no amount of ugliness you can't cover with blue paint.
I agree.
Okay, I'll believe you.
But? Not this cutthroat. A little lackadaisical.
Next time we should make the torture.
Oh,
the
yes.
Greatness.
The peanut gallery should torture.
Yes.
Audience
participation.
Yes.
Yay! Audience participation.
Hey, right here.
Pick a number
1 to 6. Come on, 1 to 6.
One.
All right, one.
Did y'all hear what the judge said she would do if they switched models?
What?
She would have took the model and dipped it in the other person's paint. Each of the paint.
Yes. Because it's so wrong.
You are now painting Kaylee's model for her.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah! Woo! Yeah! Kana, get it on!
No, Kana.
Yeah! Oh, wow. Audience participation. Kana has now picked Kana's mom.
Who else here?
About to say.
Okay, big man, pick a number 1 to 6.
3.1.
Okay.
Three. You are now painting his model. You will
paint. Okay, we have a random gentleman who's actually painting Josh's model now. But he has to actually, but
he must do,
do what Josh tells him, tells him to do.
Must you?
Yes.
Well, nobody can really make you do anything.
That's fair. But I guess with the audience participation, they're trying to be, you know, be semi-legal.
Semi-legal. You know, if I was one of those guys, I would accidentally not do that.
Ray now has Max's model. Oh, we know where this is going. Ray is going to screw Max over.
We had some maniacal laughter as he handed that brush over to Ray.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. Screw Tyler over!
Jonathan is now painting Tyler's model.
Two more. We seem to be doing good.
Make Daniel paint.
Daniel.
I'll just sit in there and come back next year.
What's up? That would be amazing.
So, Mike, significant other.
Oh, so now we get so now we have another cape in the mix.
The cape clan. The cape clan is now in. It looks like Anakin Skywalker will be painting for Lindsay.
That's right, Lindsay. You ain't cheating anymore.
Use the force.
I love this. Get right back and get some pictures of this. I'm telling you right now, this is probably a really great moment.
All right, yeah, this makes up for the low amount of torture that's going on here.
Yeah. And it's funny because
we got some discussion going on.
It's funny because Kana's actually trying to help Kaylee a little bit.
Kana's just being too nice. Again, I go with my gut instinct here, and I think that Kana is falling for the innocence of little Kaylee.
I agree. Now, Lindsay's kind of a... Lindsay, actually, I think is amusing because letting Owen do the painting is going to be amazing. I'm actually kind of curious how it's going to... Go see how Owen's doing real quick.
I'm actually kind of curious.
And so, so far, it seems the entire Kate family has found their way into this scenario one way or another. And the future wife of Mr. Mike Brown is doing pretty good. Oh. And now it looks like Kana will be coming back to the booth. And here really, really soon. I still think you're giving her too much love there.
Oh, no. She really is asleep on her feet. She gave me 3 directions, and that was it. So,
looks
the
like,
question is, so is how's, Kaylee so going to make it through this?
My question is, how's Owen doing?
Without falling asleep.
Yeah. Oh, no. I got 3 instructions, and that was it.
Oh, wow. Just 3 instructions?
She just looked.
Were her instructions... And we are
I'm
back.
Sorry, folks. Oh, I didn't realize how cheesy Mike Brown's computer was.
Oh, blame it on the computer movie.
Oh, no, I'll take some blame for this a heartbeat. Ladies and gentlemen, I did not realize that if I unplug his computer from the power source, it actually goes out. So,
while you were gone, we had an important revelation. It seems that Josh has found out that he has... great mouth manipulation skills.
Yes, because they're using their they at one point they put the paint brush in her mouth and had to paint that way. Apparently, but with his mouth control, you know, ladies, I think this man's a villain.
With this kind of mouth control.
Are they singing around?
Yes. Anything can be.
Oh, my Lord.
They're singing around.
Row your boat.
Surprisingly good tone here.
That's what I was thinking.
The music major in me is very pleased.
Very impressed. There is somebody in there who's tone deaf, though.
Yeah, but Aunt Katie's still out of it, because I don't think she'd realize everyone's singing.
It looks like her eyes are still closed from that part of the challenge.
Yes.
I think it's called sleep deprivation.
I agree.
Of an 8-year-old.
Dream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
No, we don't have to sing.
I know we don't, but it's
but
amazing.
It's kind of fun. And it's not technically in round. I really, really wish
actually,
it
would have been cool if it wasn't around where everybody was actually.
Yes, that would be
off.
Absolutely amazing. But that takes skill. And right now there's
trying so hard
to concentrate
on this that they're not actually keeping it going.
Yes.
And as Spock says, this song is illogical.
Yes. Three more minutes, folks.
Looks like 3 minutes left.
Yeah!
Sextet. No, that's seven.
A sextet for Josh's mouth skills.
Sextet is seven.
Shut up. I was like...
Yeah. Ain't got no time
we
for that.
We always have time for
ain't
torture.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Coming up to 2 minutes.
Crunch time?
2 minute warning. The water
oh,
is
water
gone.
Water's gone.
Oh. Removal of the water.
Confiscation of water.
Water has been confiscated.
Yeah, but see, but the confiscation of water means now
people are going to get dehydrated.
Pretty much.
I hope they weren't drinking that water in the first place. That's Montezuma's
but
revenge
you know,
right there.
But you know, PP paint. Not PP paint, but yeah, you know. You know what I'm talking about.
P3.
Yes.
P3 paint is non-toxic.
Yes.
As long as you're not eating the metal stuff.
I still will not take that chance. Not in a heartbeat.
It tastes bad.
I don't want to
know
why you know that.
I like eating paint.
Agreed.
They have medication for that.
No,
like,
they don't.
Nobody's crazy.
There are entire shows about weird stuff people eat.
I agree. Actually, it was on the Travel Channel, I think, at one point.
Yeah.
And then it moved to Food Channel.
Yes, but they have medication to prevent the compulsive nature of certain things if you're willing to be proactive and take it every day.
Why would I take it?
Because
I like eating
paint.
Paint
is not healthy.
We know.
1 minute.
1 minute, folks. One minute. And. Okay, looks like Mike's going to give a countdown.
Mike's going to give a countdown. You can stop painting and you can start
rolling that die. Oh. If you roll a six, we'll give you more time.
Oh. Roll six, get more time.
So basically, this
how much more time?
I like that. This could possibly be a tough check.
Roll a six, you roll get six. Five more seconds? Is it worth
how
it?
How much time do they get if they roll a six? I don't know
yet. All right, hands to the side. How much time yet?
That seems like
to the wind.
Quite a gamble.
All right, we got
here.
5, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liz, Max, and Kaylee actually
and do you know who said Kaylee got it?
Her father.
Mr. Kaylee.
Yes.
Something is a little
fishy. Extra minute to paint.
Something's a
everybody
little fishy.
Everybody else had
here.
To stop.
But
the
well,
man
they
leave
wasted
it, babe.
The last few seconds for just for 1 minute.
4 seconds for 1 minute? I think that's an even trade.
Yes, it is.
That's
I agree.
A very good trade right there.
They're rolling dice. Rolling dice.
Rolling dipes?
Dipes. Not dice, dipes.
That's what I was rolling today, dipes.
Dipes.
You're a dipe.
Yep. That's what I do. Oh, man, this is good stuff. Good stuff. With, like, half the field still painting, literally.
Not half. Yes.
That is literally half.
Three is half of six?
Yes. You're Asian. You should be the math whiz.
That's a stereotype.
That's totally a stereotype. Yeah, but he's true.
It's true. It's true, though. It's like...
Well, don't you teach science or something like that?
Seven, I teach biology.
Six,
that does require
five,
some math.
Four, three, two, one. Stop the painting.
Hands off. Hands off.
Lindsay, put the paintbrush down.
Yay!
Yeah! Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we wait for results here soon,
we shall see who is going to do the judging.
Judging. Actually, that is a good question. Who's doing the judging? Hey, I should have had her take a picture while
you know who's going to do the judging? Brian Kame.
I should have had to take a picture while you still had to camera.
Not. I think that is a conflict.
The peanut gallery.
A conflict of interest.
I absolutely forgot.
That's,
they get to keep the dice.
Boy, those are ugly looking models.
Actually, yes. That typically is what happens.
Well, from here, it's a little hard to tell how ugly they truly are.
Oh, you can see how ugly they are.
Trust me, you
can
tell how ugly they are.
You can see how ugly they are.
No, no.
One of them's kind of bright.
Imagine the detail of ugliness you could get up close.
It's true.
Fair.
I don't think I could handle that much detail of ugliness.
I think I'm
going to stay back here.
I've seen some of them up close and personal. They weren't completed yet.
They're still ugly.
They were actually worse in person. Up close.
Worse in person.
Yes.
Wow. It's all good in the neighborhood, though.
It could make you cry in a bad way.
Yes.
Give you nightmares.
Nightmares. I think I will stay away from that. I need my sleep tonight.
Well, you lose an hour of sleep tonight.
Oh, no, you do lose an hour.
It's daylight
savings. Oh, that's horrible.
From the henna? Okay. Okay.
Oh, so another artist will be judging.
Yeah, another artist will be judging. Sorry. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse Conrad from Henna Glitter and Body Art. Henna and Glitter Body Art is our judge for this competition. And she's going through the models real quickly. She does really good body art. Anything from customized work to anything she has stenciled. I'm not sure. Have you gotten any work from Tana?
I got my dot.
You got your dot.
But, you know, both Owen and Kaylee have gotten glitter art up for now for 2 days.
Not bad.
And then Becca and both Brian have both gotten artwork done today as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's good stuff. Good stuff here. Come on. What? Huh? Okay. Oh, Peanut Gallery's getting a photo. I like it. Yes, I like it.
Who do you think the most entertaining was?
Who do you think was the most entertaining?
To me, I thought Josh was
hilarious. Josh was hilarious.
Because Josh got into this. That's what
Josh with his mouth skills.
Yeah! Hey!
Whoa! Josh!
Josh with your mouth skills, man. You got this.
The ladies love you.
I hear crickets for listening. Boo! Too much winking from
Tony.
Too
much winking.
Too much winking. Tony! Yeah!
Timmy!
Wake up!
Well, maybe.
Boo!
Mouth skills.
Cheater.
Oh.
Cool. He's a cool guy. I like him.
What? How did that go?
Yeah! Woo! Boo! Boo!
Maybe third time's a charm.
Maybe third time, but they're going to do it another time? They're going to do... All right, so for the people that don't know what's happening here, we are cheering for the people we love. Cheering for the people we love. Really, we had one lone voice. One lone voice.
Why not? Come on. He got his knees up high when they were told to get him up.
Yep.
He
did. Just to let you know, folks, they're doing a judging to see who the crowd liked best. And right now, yeah! Woo! Boo!
Stop booing him. That's so rude.
It's either be silent or don't. Be silent or don't say anything at all.
Yes,
it's funny
yes,
to me.
That's what you should say to Chris. Be silent or don't say anything at all.
I just think it's funny. Yep.
They get half a trophy for this. But if you get both of them, you have bookends.
Yeah! Looks like Kaylee wins the fan favorite.
That's
true.
Not vote for a cute little girl.
That's the whole thing. Everybody fell for her innocence here. Everybody did. Except for one person, me.
But yet you cheered for her.
No, I didn't cheer for her. I told her to wake up.
That was on me.
I was telling her to wake up.
That was on me. I was cheering.
I was cheering. It was not all you.
It was all me. I'm sure the microphone got me more than you. But it's all good.
Again, you should either be quiet or not say
but
anything.
But the mic loves me better than the both of you. So I'm just saying. But,
Oh, those are nice. Universal paint racks.
Oh, wow.
That's
so Infinite Mortal has given prizes towards, apparently, to this, and handing everybody, you know, paint racks.
Paint racks.
Which we greatly appreciate Infinite Mortal
yes.
for doing that.
Yes. That is wonderful. That's a great gift.
I'm about to say, the lay hands have been really good to us ever since we met. Brian's done some purchases. We've done some work with them. They've just done so much.
They've made the trophies.
Yeah. And their stuff is awesome.
Their stuff is really good.
That's great.
Right now,
looks like we're doing the final judging here. And if you could see what we are seeing, you would be very suspicious.
Brian Cape is involved in the judging.
Once again, Brian Cape has the ear of Dizzy Conrad.
That man seems to always be in the wrong place at the right time. How about that?
But maybe Tessie has a mind of her own as a strong, independent woman with her own business that she won't listen. Shut up.
It was
an old women's college.
My head hurts.
Well, folks, I think Chris Brown is in danger of being decked.
I've been in danger of that since day one.
Just depends on by what woman.
Ever since I came out of the womb, I was thinking I was already doomed for, you know, torture. By some...
Then why didn't you paint today? If you want torture so bad.
But it's not by female, so it really doesn't make any difference. I'd say it's Mike Brown doing all the torturing. That's quite, you know... Good. But we're going to see how
it looks like we have a winner.
Yes, we do. All right, what do we got? What do we got?
Drum roll.
Drum roll.
The 2015 Iron Painter winner is Lindsay Wagner.
Cheating? She's been cheating this entire time and she wins? What?
It's inevitable.
God. Nobody
the lone double X chromosome.
I don't get this.
At the table.
How?
Wins.
I'm about to say.
This folks, ladies have cleared it.
Folks, men just can't beat women. They just have too much DNA.
Hey, all four of you men
too
at that table.
DNA.
I'm about to say, y'all got showed up by two ladies. I'm about to say, I'm telling you this right now. Showed up.
She's cheating. She's got an extra X chromosome.
Oh. Now let me get over there now.
I think you've been challenged.
I've heard that.
Looks like next year our host himself will
have
be at the table.
Be an Iron Painter.
And maybe the microphone will have to be at the table.
Yes, but we need to keep it far away because, let's be honest, a mess could incur.
Well, the microphone is white. It could look more beautiful with some paint on it.
Oh, God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the peanut gallery is about to be on its way out. I'm Chris Brown.
I'm Dennis Lee.
I'm Kana.
And we'll hopefully hear from us a little bit sooner to close up tonight. We'll see you soon.
You've been listening to Rage Quit Radio. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/RQR podcast. You can visit us online at ragequitradio.blogspot.com. Listen to us on Podomatic, ragequitradio.podomatic.com, or find us on Stitcher Smart Radio. You can email us at ragequitradiopodcast@gmail.com.